Good morning. Joining me in the studio this morning here at Catch 95 is Diane Walker. Hello, Diane.
Good morning. Hello.
We're getting ready for the 2017 Toy Run. It's back.
It is back. We took a little bump last year, but this is the 25th anniversary. We want to knock it out of the park and get the whole community involved. And we're so thrilled to have Catch on board with us this year, too.
Hey, I'm excited because I'm going to be down there helping and broadcasting live this Saturday for the event. Before we get into the event, let's give a little background into how the Toy Run started and who
sure.
it benefits.
Okay. So it benefits the Holiday Basket folks. 25 years ago, a couple of local bikers, Randy Miller, Mike Kelly, took it upon themselves to, you know, just begin a fundraiser in this valley. It's very similar to Toys for Tots, but it's our local. It benefits our local families. Mm-hmm. So what we do, we gather as many bikers, and I'm inviting the whole community to get on board this year. We gather toys and funds, and we turn that over to the Holiday Basket folks. They do the whole process of sorting it out and taking applications and getting it to the people that are in need, which is a huge job.
Mm-hmm. So the work on this actually has begun several weeks ago or even a few months ago,
oh,
right?
Gosh, yeah. We've been my group of gals who they were child recipients when they were little girls. And so they're on the committee. I called them in, and they gladly stepped up to the plate. It's very dear to their heart, as it is, you know, many people in this community. The Toy Run is a favorite. It touches everyone. So, yeah, we started about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the lovely thing is, Doug, when I walk into many, many places of business in the Valley, I barely get the words Toy Run out of my mouth. And people are like, yep, what can I do? What do you
right.
need? And it's just, you know, the work has been done for me. Mm-hmm. And it continues. And it's now my turn, and I'm glad to do it.
Well, this is going to be a fun event. It's coming up this Saturday, and we have a trailer, and this is where we ask you to help us fill that trailer.
Yeah.
So talk about the donations.
Okay.
What are we looking for?
Okay. Oh, gosh. Just whatever tickles your fancy as far, you know, what did you want when you were a kid? I know things have changed a bit over the years. So the toy store is actually offering 20% discount if you go in and mention the Toy Run. So that's a huge bonus right there. But, you know, the families in need range from little kids, teenagers, as well as adults.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, there's no limits, just whatever. We do ask for a unwrapped toy of or donation of $10 or more.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
so the bikes hall, we all gather, strap a toy on our motorcycle and meet at Grumpy's. We'll meet at 11 o'clock, kickstands up at noon, and then we'll head this way, and we're having our toy drop off here at the Haley Hotel, and that's where you guys come in.
Yeah. And this is where I'm asking all of my loyal listeners out there, each and every one of you, I know you're givers. I know you support the good causes. This is one of the big causes to us here and to our community. So come on, people, let's rally the troops. You can do this.
You can do it.
What's the window of donations here?
So I'm actually going to park my trailer down at the King's parking lot this evening. It'll have lots of advertisement, the Toy Run banner on it. And then so the Haley Hotel and Catch Radio has so kindly said anyone that wants to bring in a donation from now and through Saturday evening,
yeah,
just stop it by, you know?
When you do something like this, when you participate, I know, like you, Diane, all the volunteers, the people that are working behind the scenes, you just feel good when you see like this come together. And then when the holidays come around and you hear the stories,
right,
you know, how it just changed the whole day from to yay.
Yeah, kids that didn't think they were going to have Christmas, and parents that had no idea how were they going to give something to their little ones, you know.
Yeah.
And also I want to invite everyone, come on down to the Silver Dollar is where we ended all up. We're going to have fantastic raffle prizes. We've been beating the path on that one, and of course the Valley has been very generous, and I mean very generous.
Yeah.
So come on down, $1 a ticket, but the best way to go is $20 for 25 tickets. Plus we'll have awesome auction items. Some really cool artwork has been donated. My daughter had a brilliant idea. We're putting together baskets. his baskets, hers baskets, mm-hmm. wine lover basket, chocolate lover basket, coffee lover basket up for auction. So come on down. You're going to get an incredible value.
Well, we love the fact the community is stepping up and helping make this happen. Again, the ride starts in Ketchum at Grumpy's with kickstands up at noon. They'll head this way to the Haley Hotel Saturday, and we're going to be out collecting your monetary donations. If you want to donate a $10 cash donation or more, hey.
Or more.
We'll gladly welcome that. If you want to do a $10 new unwrapped toy, we'll do that as well. Whatever you want to give, all the proceeds benefit the community basket.
Holiday basket.
Holiday basket.
We get corrected on that all the time.
Thank you. Holiday basket,
yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And Grumpy's is donating barbecued pulled pork as well as live music Saturday. So, this is the end of summer. Yes, it's still summer because it hasn't snowed on the valley floor yet.
Yeah.
But Christmas is coming, so come on, let's get in the Christmas spirit.
And if you want to find out more, there's a whole bunch of info. Go check the Toy Run Haley out on Facebook, the Toy Run Haley page on Facebook. There's everything you need to know. Diane Walker with the Toy Run Haley. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks so much, Doug. I appreciate your time.